This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook, has reported a first quarter total revenue of $36.5 billion, a 27% increase from last year. During the company's earnings call, CEO Mark Zuckerberg emphasized Meta's commitment to long-term investments in artificial intelligence, AI, and augmented reality. He mentioned that while there may be volatility during the phase of scaling a new product, without monetizing it, he expects a multi-year investment cycle before fully scaling Meta AI and other AI initiatives into profitable services. Susan Lee, the company's chief financial officer, mentioned that the cost of revenue increased by 9% due to higher infrastructure costs related to AI investments. However, these costs were partially offset by adjustments in the valuation of Reality Labs inventory. Reality Lab, Meta's augmented reality and metaverse initiative, reported an operating loss of $3.8 billion, but its revenue increased by 30% to $440 million, driven by Quest headset sales. Lee also highlighted Meta's investments in advanced recommendation systems, which have led to increased user engagement on the company's platforms. She mentioned that the level of recommended content in Meta's apps has grown as these systems improve. Lee believes there is further opportunity to enhance the relevance and personalization of recommendations as they advance their AI models. In addition to recommendation systems, Meta is integrating generative artificial intelligence, GenAI, into its apps. This integration will allow users in the US and 12 other countries to access Meta AI for search, as well as in the feed and groups on Facebook. The goal is to complement the social discovery strategy by enabling users to explore their interests and dive deeper into topics they're interested in. Looking ahead, Meta is considering various avenues to boost AI-related revenue. These include scaling business messaging, introducing ads or paid content into AI interactions, and potentially charging users for access to bigger AI models and more compute. In terms of business messaging, Meta is testing the ability for businesses to set up AIs to represent them in chats with customers. This would start with shopping use cases, such as responding to inquiries about products or availability. Early pilot tests have shown positive feedback, with businesses reporting time savings and consumers appreciating more timely responses. While Meta's focus on AI is clear, industry experts caution that significant investments in infrastructure will be necessary to achieve their vision. However, they believe that AI has practical use cases and can contribute to Meta's long-term success. Some resources from Reality Labs may be diverted to Meta's AI initiatives to support this endeavor.